Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today, we're doing something a little different. We're diving into a fascinating candidate analysis, an executive named Ian B. McDonald. Okay, let's unpack this. Our mission here is really to extract what makes this individual, you know, a unique and valuable leader, especially, I think, for businesses looking to grow, to evolve. We'll be digging into the sources that paint a picture of his background, and, well, it might just surprise you compared to a typical corporate exec.
Yeah, that's right. What's really illuminating here is that Ian McDonald isn't your average tech leader, not just focused on infrastructure or operations. His career path is, frankly, remarkably unique and highly valuable. Why? Because he's a business founder, someone who actually built, scaled, and then successfully exited a technology-driven company. This isn't just about managing tech budgets. It gives him this holistic understanding how technology directly drives business value, manages risk proactively, and, critically, creates a competitive advantage. Right from the ground up, he sees tech not as a cost center, you know, but as the core engine of a business. So he's prioritizing scalable revenue-generating solutions from day one, not just optimizing existing systems.
That distinction, seeing tech as an engine, that really seems to shine through in his experience. I mean, as CEO and founder of Dotto1, the sources say he held full P&L responsibility and consistently steered the company to profitability. So with that kind of full financial accountability, how do you think that unique tech founder perspective influenced those critical financial decisions compared to, say, a more traditional CEO who might see IT as just, well, a support function?
Well, that's an excellent question, because his P&L responsibility meant every single tech decision was directly tied to the bottom line and to growth. He wasn't just managing a budget allocated to him. He was responsible for the entire financial health of the business. And this mindset, it drives a totally different approach to something like, say, the M&E life cycle experience he has. He orchestrated the entire process for his company, from the due diligence right through to post-acquisition integration. So for you, if you're looking at growth or maybe even exit aspirations for your own company, he brings firsthand strategic guidance, how to position technology and operations not just for efficiency, but specifically to enhance the value of the company for acquisition. It's a subtle but crucial difference, building a company to be sold, not just to be run. And that fundamentally shifts how you approach your tech stack, your operational resilience, everything, right from day one.
That makes perfect sense, yeah. Building with an exit strategy baked in, that changes everything. And looking at his entrepreneurial achievements, they seem really remarkable when you dig in. He designed and built a high-performance, high-security internet service provider architecture, basically, from scratch. How did he manage that? I mean, achieving such a robust system with, apparently, minimal resources, using mostly open-source solutions and remote ops. What does that tell us about his approach to, maybe, innovation?
It tells us he's a master of resourcefulness. And ROI, definitely ROI, building that kind of infrastructure from the ground up with minimal capital, well, that demonstrates an incredibly agile, problem-solving mindset. He wasn't just handed a massive budget, right? He had to find ingenious, cost-effective ways to deliver top-tier performance and security. And this lean, founder-led approach, it consistently translates technical initiatives into measurable business results. You see it again and again. For instance, the sources mention he implemented a generative AI framework. Estimated impact, a 25-50% productivity improvement for sales and marketing. Or take his proprietary fault detection appliance. That led to a huge 90% reduction in power-related truck rolls. Saved over $50,000 annually. See, these aren't just abstract tech projects floating in space. They're direct impacts, revenue, cost savings, risk mitigation, tangible stuff.
Those are really tangible impacts, absolutely. And it sounds like this isn't purely technical prowess either. It's tied to a deep understanding of business strategy. His early career looks like he was a consultant, project manager at places like N8 Identity, Systemware, working with big clients, Rogers, Loblaws. That must have provided a strong foundation, right? In product management, enterprise-level discipline. How do you see that corporate background kind of blending with his entrepreneurial journey? Does that create this uniquely well-rounded profile?
Ah, that's exactly where the unique blend comes into play. It really does. The corporate experience gave him discipline, absolutely. An understanding of large-scale operations, complex stakeholder environments, that sort of thing. Then, the entrepreneurial journey layered on top, resilience, ingenuity, and like we said, that relentless focus on the bottom line. It's pretty rare, actually, to find an executive who has both managed large enterprise projects and bootstrapped a company from basically nothing to a successful exit. It means he gets both the grand strategic vision and the granular hands-on challenges of getting things done when resources are tight. He's lived both sides.
So, okay, if we pull this all together, what we're really seeing in Ian McDonald is a strategic business partner, someone who leverages technology not just as a tool, but as a core driver of enterprise value. He's presented less like a cost center, you know, the traditional IT view, and much more as a revenue and efficiency engine, because he understands that entire business lifecycle, from startup ingenuity all the way to a successful exit. So he can guide a company through these critical phases: digital transformation, hardening cybersecurity, adopting next-gen tech like generative AI, and often, it seems, with an eye toward maximizing impact without needing a massive enterprise-level budget, thanks to that resourceful background.
Exactly. And you know, if we connect this to the bigger picture for a moment, Ian McDonald's profile kind of challenges us, doesn't it, to reconsider what defines effective leadership, especially in today's dynamic, growth-focused companies. It really prompts a crucial question, I think. In this world of constantly evolving technology and, let's face it, resource constraints, is the most valuable executive the one with decades of deep corporate experience? Or is it the one who has actually built something from the ground up, with ingenuity and that clear, unwavering connection to the bottom line? It's something for you, the listener, to consider. What does this blend of entrepreneurial spirit and strategic tech acumen really mean for your own understanding of executive talent? And maybe what kind of leader is truly best positioned for the future?